Search for a book on Amazon.com and you can see a picture of the cover. If it's in stock, find out the price and learn what other readers think of it from both real reviewers and anyone else who has an opinion. From member station WMRA, Martha Woodroof reports on the role played by customer reviews.
Millions of Amazon.com customers currently contribute book reviews to the website, creating yards of web copy just for the glory of it. Reviewers also rate books from 1 to 5 stars. Amazon spokesperson Craig Berman says the site realized early on the value of having those reviews.
The reason why we did it and have evolved it and made it easier and even more transparent is that it's good for customers. It's a really important component of who Amazon is. It's something that customers can rely on and come to us for.
To a casual observer, Amazon's reviewers come to praise books, not to bury them. They're pretty free with their 4- and 5-star ratings. The reigning champ, Amazon's number one reviewer, Harriet Klausner, has held on to her rank for years. Vic McCunis reviews books for the Dayton Daily News and writes about what he calls the Amazon on his blog. Harriet Klausner, he says, is an enigma.
At the moment, their top customer reviewer has read and reviewed over 15,000 books. More mind-boggling is that she likes every book she reads. What's wrong with this picture?
But the reason for this may be quite straightforward. Number 4-ranked Gail Cook has reviewed almost 4,300 products and given at least 4 stars to most books.
I take no pleasure in writing a poor review of a book, of saying it's absolutely lousy. If I don't like it, I don't finish it. My time's too important to me.
While it's hard to say how much of an effect peer reviews have on sales, they do have one. A 2005 study of online book reviews shows that while a positive peer review causes a bump, it's those 1-star cranks who wield the most power. Yale professor Dina Maislin co-authored the study.
The 1-star reviews hurt your sales more than the 5-star reviews ratings help your sales. So there's an asymmetry. So the bad stuff hurts you more than the good stuff helps you.
However, the Yale study did show that a short, positive peer review on Amazon moves books. Sarah Nelson edits Publishers Weekly. She says Amazon's practice of posting both peer and professional reviews allows readers to give each its proper weight.
A peer-to-peer review on Amazon isn't telling you whether the book is the greatest thing since War and Peace, but what it's telling you is, hey, I read this on the train and I had fun.
Amazon customers may also rate a peer review's helpfulness. In the case of heavily reviewed books, the most helpful positive and negative ones are posted side by side. Dr. Trevor Pinch of Cornell co-authored a study examining Amazon reviews. He says, although sometimes inappropriate content finds its way in, the system is well on its way to being a strong and creative one.
I think it's an amazing democratization of expertise, because the whole ethos is that it's ordinary users that are doing this, and they're kind of challenging the authority of the standard way of doing things. And I think that's a very good thing for us to be doing as a society, changing and challenging.
While nonprofit websites like Wikipedia have proven that people will volunteer their expertise and contribute content without being paid, Amazon.com has managed to harness a community of customers to help sell more of its books. For NPR News, I'm Martha Woodruff.